Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration has taken some steps over the last 48 hours through executive actions that can only really be described effectively as absolute warfare on farmers and on the food production systems of the United States. When viewed in concert with the shortage of grains around the world, a looming shortage of fertilizers, the fact that we have been selling out all of our food stocks to other countries, and we're being cut off from importing food from anywhere else, the U.S. is in a real world of hurt right now, and we need to talk about that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast, and I wish I didn't have such a dark message for you tonight, but the reality is, this is happening right now, and I would rather know about it than not, so I'm going to get the message out, and before we begin, I will also mention that I did a talk yesterday on the lighter side of things, the solutions to these problems. It was called the Greater Food Transformation. It was part of the Greater Reset Conference or Activation. And it took a look at how we build a emergent, regenerative food system, a decentralized one that emerges as we all grow food. And we'll see why this is an urgent situation that we all do that tonight as we talk about this. This may be a longer video than you or I would prefer, but there's simply a lot happening. Things are happening so quickly that that's just the way it is. There's a lot of data, so please stick with me. It's all very important. I'm sorry I made a long video. I didn't have time to make a short one. Now, the Biden administration opened by delivering on their promise to combat global warming and climate change by shutting down our farms. Here, in among the components of his climate action executive bill order is directives to conserve 30% of the U.S. land and water supply over the course of the next 10 years. Now, that's described in today's verbiage, but during the campaign, he went so far as to say, we will literally pay farmers to stop growing food and just put the land in conservation. This is exactly what we've seen recommended by the UN in order to protect biodiversity. We heard the same numbers come out of the Pope, and we saw the UK enact exactly that same recommendation. Boris Johnson did this in September, restoring to nature 30% of Britain. So you can already tell Biden has just greenlighted the agenda of the technocrats, and we're just seeing this implemented, rolled out in the US now, as it has been around the world. So we kind of know what to expect across the board, but he's delivering, and he's doing it in 48 hours flat now. Another thing that happened just today was that Biden suspended the coronavirus food assistance program. How is that? What is that? Well, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval describes that as a lifeline for farmers and ranchers across the country. So despite that being the lifeline that is keeping farmers and ranchers afloat during this pandemic and the crisis, doesn't matter. Biden administration, one of their first actions here out of the gate is to cut off that lifeline. And that is a pretty clear indicator of what their priority is. It's to starve out the farmers and ultimately to starve us out. Another part of this initial Biden administration rollout was to insist that the USDA become part of the plan of implementing a net zero emissions policy. Now, I've already explained what that means. It, of course, means decarbonizing the supply chain. We heard from the World Economic Forum and some participants, including Walmart and other big multinational companies, that they're using their leverage as huge multinational companies to decarbonize their supply chains. In other words, make sure that anyone that gives them goods on their shelves has zero carbon emissions. This is pretty much a death knell for any animal products because the way they do those calculations is insane, and it incorporates any of the emissions that are done by the plants that the animals eat. So already, animal products, animal-based foods are at a huge disadvantage and basically are going to be eliminated. But the USDA has been tasked with putting together some recommendations for how all of agriculture should be made into a net zero. Of course, this speaks to the insect-based protein and the lab-grown meat. And now that we have Tom Vilsack back as the head of the USDA, who, during his tenure there under Obama, was the man who brought us cloned farm animals and factory farming, authorized lab-grown meat, and pushed through tons of GMOs from Monsanto. They call him Mr. Monsanto. Indeed, he worked for Monsanto before he became the USDA chief originally. You can see Roundup Ready beets, Roundup Ready alfalfa, just goes down the line of all of these Monsanto products that he, as chief of the USDA under Obama, greenlit. And that's not all. Cloned animals is insane. This is why literally all the chickens within those poultry factory farms are the same chicken. You're eating the same chicken in all those chicken nuggets at McDonald's. It's just a complete Frankenstein, disgusting food system that they have created at this point. And that's another reason we should be growing our own food. And of course, lab-grown meat. But what else would we expect from an administration that was very open about their intentions to change the dietary requirements, the suggested nutritional recommendations, and reduce the consumption of red meat?
But would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid, what people
are
saying, to reduce red meat specifically?
Yes, I would.
Yep. So they're just delivering on those promises. And that's not all that Tom Vilsack did. Back in 2012, he also unveiled a project called Open Fields, where the government actually went onto private property secretly and put cameras there to watch what farmers were doing. Take a look at this article. This deserves a video report all to its own. Maybe I'll have time for that one day. But for now, here's a farmer. He was sitting there eating Saturday breakfast and had footsteps and knocking at the door. Open up or we're going to kick the door down. It turns out that only a few months before this, the Tennessee landowner removed a game camera secretly strapped to a tree on his private land by wildlife officials in order to monitor his activity without sanction or cause, and certainly without a warrant. Never mind the pesky Fourth Amendment right to private. No, it's gone now. We're not doing things constitutionally now. This is the Biden administration. This is the technocrats working through him. Hollingsworth residence was searched by government and state officials dressed to the nines in assault gear, seeking to regain possession of the trail camera that they had surreptitiously placed on his private acreage after sneaking onto his property at night. They snuck in, hid cameras, and then when he removed them, they went in with guns to get it back. It's completely out of control. Welcome to the Open Fields Project. Again, something authorized by Tom Vilsack at the USDA under Obama, and it's still going on today. This emphasizes that while the government hasn't actually technically taken control over the means of production, they're watching everything these farmers do, and they are controlling it ultimately at the end of the day through clandestine means. Just to briefly take a look at the horrible ways that the government is treated farmers lately, and that's just scratching the surface. One graphic example. Another of the actions that the Biden administration took in the first 7 days in office here was an expansion of the SNAP benefits, the EBT, the food stamp program, which was described, of course, this is one of the prescribed actions by the Rockefeller Reset the Table document, the agenda that they laid out during the course of 2020 that said we need to provide more benefits to everyone. Food is a human right and we should give it away freely to people. This is basically universal basic income in the form of food. And this executive order also described worker safety. And by that they mean changes to workplaces like restaurants, grocery stores, and meatpacking plants, which were the three things that Biden, while campaigning...
We need regular testing, and that's available to everyone. It's folks in the meatpacking and food processing plants, grocery store workers.
We heard those three things. We knew they were targeted somehow. Here it is. It was already drafted. This executive action describes conditions that the OSHA will now need to make new recommendations, more social distancing, more restrictions on the way that meatpacking plants, farms, grocery stores, and restaurants are operating if they're able to continue operating at all. I honestly we could totally see grocery stores changing to exclusively using curbside pickup, which of course, now that Walmart and Kroger and all the big brand names, as I've covered previously, have created these online ordering and curbside pickup programs, if they say this is all we can do going forward because grocery stores are dirty and dangerous in this pandemic, that would summarily put all of the independent grocers out of business. So look for more action on this once OSHA, which has a couple weeks here, 2 weeks, to make these recommendations and, of course, increase enforcement. Just like we saw California and some of these other more blue states send out coronavirus task forces to ensure OSHA restrictions and social distancing were being observed at meatpacking plants and on farms and issue fines to these people, well, now nationwide will be increasing enforcement. And by the way, this is not a political video. I don't care who you voted for or what your policies want to be. I just want to feed my family, and the people who are in control right now do not want us to be able to do that. So I just wanted to clear that up real quick. This is not a partisan issue. All right, now let's talk about the fertilizer situation. This is a guy called Josh Linville, who's a senior risk management consultant, has 17 years of experience in the fertilizer markets. Literally, his screen name is J. Linville Fert. So he takes fertilizer seriously. And when he says he's nervous about this coming summer and this coming planting season, because if you look through the different fertilizers, there are shortages of each of them looming on the horizon. All of the fertilizers that he's looking at here, urea, UAN, and DAP, have all seen prices jump double digits today alone. And this is just the beginning of that. Someone asks, why? What's going on? In fact, he even says, if you're in agriculture, make sure you start a journal to keep track of this, because people in the future are going to ask you, what the hell happened this season? What in blaze's names? It's actually a good idea to maybe keep a journal, because we are experiencing absolutely historic times right now. We have a full-scale war going. It's not just our food supply, but this is a critical component of it that we're describing tonight. So someone asked him, what are you talking about? What's going on? How did this happen? How did we run out? And he enumerates, well, with phosphates, we ran out of those last fall. World supplies were already tight last year because China stopped exporting them. And then there's other reasons that go through. But suffice to say, for the purposes of this report tonight, the fertilizer situation has gone critical. And for better or worse, modern agriculture depends on those inputs to get the kinds of yield numbers we're used to right now. Without fertilizer, these crops aren't going to be there. Yield will suffer tremendously. Orders of magnitude, we're talking about. We'll come back to that in the future and look in more depth at that. Now, I also want to mention, although I've been covering for weeks now in depth the fact that we've been running out of soybeans, and then as a result also of corn, other countries are locking down their own supplies to protect domestic prices. The big media companies have finally started acknowledging this. So it's not just Christian on YouTube now and maybe some trade analysts here and there that are talking about it. No, we've got Reuters here saying U.S. soybean crushers are buying up frantically any extra beans as a supply scramble is looming on the horizon here. U.S. processors have booked their busiest year ever, booking soybean purchases well beyond the normal few weeks because of soaring export demand. In other words, again, China and anyone sucking up. We saw Egypt also sucking up soybeans due to rising prices and due, finally, to fears of shortages later in the season. Fears of soybean shortages. We've been warning here. I hope you've been listening. The expected battle for beans between exporters and processors this spring and summer will likely increase prices further and could result in rare imports to the United States, who's already the number two producer and exporter of soybeans. Only again, and the USDA indicated this as well when they increased our expected imports 20 million bushels in the last December report there. But again, where are we going to get the beans? That is the big question here, because other countries are locking down their supplies. Bloomberg as well, finally acknowledging this critical situation that's been developing for months now. China is so thirsty for soy that America could soon be importing. Except they're missing the real half of the story there, which is that there's nowhere else to import from. This is game over, ladies and gentlemen. That's why to see the Biden administration roll forward these terrible executive orders it's just insane. Other countries are frantically taking steps, like Argentina and Brazil and Russia and Ukraine and of course China, to protect their domestic food supplies and to keep prices low and to be able to feed their animals and then in turn to be able to feed their people. Not here. And in fact, building on the incredible amounts of exports we've seen in the weeks leading up to now, this week has been a real record breaker alone. Corn today had 1.7 million tons exported to China. Tuesday was another 1.36. This is just the last 3 days have been record breaking days alone, on top of us already having broken all the records. And if buying up all of our corn wasn't already enough, China is also now instituting huge purchases of ethanol, which is, of course, just another form of corn. It's already been processed into biofuel. So this is a surreptitious way of buying up even more corn by purchasing ethanol. And they've broken up the record already, broken the annual record for ethanol purchases already for the purchases that they've already booked for the first 6 months. So it's 200% times the previous record. It's off the scale. We're buying corn. We're buying ethanol, just another form of corn. They've bought soybeans. They are eating this country out at a breakneck speed right now. And of course, someone commented on a previous video, seems like you're really racist and you hate Chinese people. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's like saying I hate Americans because our government and the CIA have fomented wars in basically everywhere else around the world. No, I don't hate the Chinese people. I am frustrated with the complete policy failures and the engineered famine that is happening by the actions of all of the governments around the world. It has nothing to do with any race of people. It's absurd. I shouldn't even have to say that. I probably don't. Other countries, as I said, and as I've covered, are taking steps to protect their food supply. Ukraine is continuing to limit their purchases. Why? They're not allowing the world market to draw down their corn stocks. We are. Argentina is now considering a ban on wheat exports. We've been saying keep an eye on wheat because all of these things that are playing out with soybeans and then in turn with corn are now starting to flow over into wheat as well. And we read down here, we're worried about domestic prices and inflation, and we need to keep the price of bread low. In Brazil, we're starting to get a picture for the size of the harvest there. As we anticipated, we've been saying, well, given La Nina, which usually causes drought conditions, and given the grand solar minimum, which also, at least the solar minimum, I'll be very careful here, the solar minimum, which also causes drought conditions, these two things together definitely did not bode well for Brazil's crop. And indeed, we're now starting to see that, yes, they're having very low yields in the south due to the drought in September and November. It also means that the soybean crop is delayed by a month, which means we may not even have time to get that second crop of corn planted. So all of these things, just a cascading series of failures that are affecting their food supply. And because there's, you know, that's the number three exporter of corn and soybeans, affects the food supply around the world. That's why countries are locking their supplies down. One of the analysts was asking, where are we going to get these soybeans from? Where is the U.S. supposed to import soybeans from if everyone else is locking down? And there was a conversation that I wanted to share with you here from Twitter. Jason Britt said, well, we'll probably get them from South America. And Carlos, who's a grain trader in South America, said, I don't think so, buddy. Brazil's already sold 50% off to China. Argentina needs beans for their plants. Maybe Paraguay. And Jason responds, well, we always have to get some soybeans imported. If we don't, then we are running out. And Carlos says, yeah, exactly. With China buying and buying, the volume is going to be a real problem this year. This is what we've been saying for months. And if the cult of global warming continues to drive out all common sense, then we will continue to do things like ban soybeans from deforested regions of Brazil, which is 60% of their soybean production. So in the name of wokeness, we're going to even further reduce our ability to source soybeans from elsewhere in the world. So again, this confluence of factors is spelling out a real disaster here in the United States. Food prices are about to go through the roof, if there is any there at all. And also the price of feed for animals is going to explode. It's already gone up 20% just this month. An aggressive fight over containers is causing shipping costs to rocket by 300%. This is another reason that relying on imports to be able to feed our people and our animals is a terrible idea, because China is hoarding empty containers right now. I don't know that there's any good reason other than as an act of war in this orchestrated attack on the food supply of the world, but that is certainly one effect that it's having. So shipping costs are exploding, and in some cases ports are even closing, and sometimes that's because of coronavirus induced labor shortages, but sometimes in China right now that's because of expansive sea ice here in the grand solar minimum and dropping temperatures globally. Here from G Captain via Reuters, sea ice slows ships in Chinese ports. Chinese ports and marine safety authorities are on high alert as an expansion of sea ice makes it tougher for ships to berth and discharge. A cold wave sweeping the northern hemisphere has plunged temperatures across China to their lowest in decades. And what this means is, quote, the sea ice situation is more severe this year than the same period and previous years. So here's an example of where the grand solar minimum is affecting logistics and the ability to get food around the country, even if it were there, around the world rather, even if it were available for us. Temporary bans on shipping because of ice impeding sailing and docking for vessels, no matter the size of the vessels. So again, other countries around the world are taking steps to put limits on their exports so they can feed their people. China is taking steps aggressively to boost their own agricultural production, trying to be self-sufficient, which is the same thing you and I should be doing, is moving as rapidly towards self-sufficiency. Here from SCMP, China's food security now requires local Communist Party members to step up their game. New agricultural minister says Beijing is ramping up efforts to increase reliance, yes, on domestic harvests, because they know the U.S. is being shut down. They're part of that agenda. They see our fertilizer running out. They know they're probably working with the Biden administration to ensure that farming and ranching is under complete comprehensive attack right now. And so they're boosting their own. It goes into, in fact, it explicitly calls out that provincial communist leaders will be held personally responsible for the production of corn and soybeans in order to feed that country. They're also investing heavily in, of course, GMO seeds and biotechnology improvements that will be able to boost yields so that they can keep feeding their people. And here's another global cooling related food impact. China's vegetable prices just hit record highs ahead of the Lunar New Year due to the cold weather and the coronavirus lockdowns. And we read, the prices of fresh vegetables on the dining tables of Chinese households have been pushed to record high prices driven by the unusual cold winter and logistics deadlocks due to outbreaks of coronavirus over the last few weeks. All of these things are, it's a cascading series of events here. And while this is, as I said, a comprehensive attack, especially the Biden administration's actions over the last 48 hours in the U.S. is targeted beyond all belief right now. We are really looking at serious problems. And you can see why when you look at what's happening with the stock market and Robinhood, people, and after the election, people are waking up and they are going to need to clamp down hard on the people of this nation. Cut off the grid, as they promised to do with the cyber pandemic. Cut off the food. It's going to get rough here. And again, I don't want to be dark. I would prefer to be aware of this. And so I'm sharing my view of what I see happening here with you. And I hope it's helpful. But it's not just the U.S. You know, in the U.K. as well. Here's an article. Key U.K. port is warning. You know, they want to punish the UK for this attempt to Brexit. Key UK port warns importation of breeding livestock could halt unless funding is prevented. It's the UK's only animal check border post, and the international port is warning that a lack of funding from the government, combined with bureaucracy, means that the deadline of July 1st, they're able to continue importing breeding livestock through July 1st, even after Brexit, because of the way this was drafted. But after that deadline, probably not going to meet that deadline, even if funding was provided, which it hasn't yet. So it's just complete failure and bureaucratic nonsense that is creating these impediments to importing breeding livestock. Breeding livestock are, of course, the ones that have the babies that supply you in the future. So this spells a collapse of the pipeline of protein for the UK. And it's not just the animals, of course. There are new limitations about what seeds can be brought across which parts of the UK and into the EU. Here's an article from Northern Ireland. Gardeners losing hundreds of seed varieties as major company Sutton's withdraws fruit and vegetable seeds due to the Irish Sea border. And we read from one owner of a nursery down here. The garden centers, longest established garden centers in North Ireland, are, quote, on the brink of collapse because of these new border rules. It's just insanity. And I really don't have many other words to describe what is, as I said, an engineered, comprehensive attack on the food supply of the world. This is going on now, and it's happening rapidly. And once you start seeing mainstream media warning about soybean shortages and livestock running out, it's past time to take notice. I've been sounding the alarm on this as best I can. I've used different ways of languaging it, talked about how it was the Chinese or the technocrats or the, you know, the patriots need to be paying attention. But at this point, again, this is a nonpartisan issue. We all eat every day, and we all have to understand that right now this is going on, and we have to start growing our own food. It's past time. We're now reacting instead of being proactive. So if you're new to this information, welcome. I'm sorry. I wish I had better news for you. But this is part of the agenda to take total control over the food supply of the world. It's called the Great Food Transformation, and it's part of the World Economic Forum's agenda, the Great Reset. And this is just where we are now. So the only rational way to respond to this comprehensive attack on our food supply is by growing your own food. And again, please do check out my talk yesterday, which is all about how to respond to this threat. The greater food transformation means we all start growing food, we all start raising animals, and then up from there, we start this virtuous cycle of an emergent food system that organically arises from people acting that way, being self-sufficient and working together. So I'll put a link to this talk below. And thank you for watching this. Please do share this video with other people who eat. Everyone needs to know what's going on right now. And I appreciate you helping me get the word out. This report and all my reports and this talk from yesterday's conference are on iceagefarmer.com. That's a website on a privately hosted server. It cannot be censored. I really appreciate your helping me get the word out. That's more important than anything else right now. If you value this broadcast and the information I'm bringing, you can help me keep it running, and I do appreciate that as well. There's a few ways of doing that listed at iceagefarmer.com/support. But again, start growing food, much more important. Thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing. Send me a note. Let me know what you're seeing in your neck of the woods and what you think. That email address is iceagefarmer@protonmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are well, and let's go grow abundant amounts of nutritive food, raise some awesome animals in regenerative, holistic ways, and try and have fun doing it, because things are getting crazy out there. So I hope you're well.